Unscripted.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And in the wonderful month of May, it doesn't matter if it, you know, was earlier in May and we missed it, or if it's still coming in May and it's ahead of us, that doesn't matter if we missed it, Gabe.
Just because we missed it doesn't matter.
No. There's an International Day of Birds. And it was important enough. Gabe, you and I were doing COVID-19 reporting. That obviously takes precedence in times of a, hopefully, once-in-a-century pandemic. However, we love birds. Birds are important. They're hugely important for our ecosystems. And frankly, they provide a lot of joy to us human beings that we just kind of take for granted.
And because of that, we are going to do a bird quiz.
Oh, yeah.
On Science Unscripted.
Seven
today.
Birds.
You're going to hear the sound or the song of seven different birds, and we want you to tell us which birds those are. But that is not the only thing you're going to be listening to on this show today. We're also going to hear the wonderful sounds of Ludwig van Beethoven, who turned 250 years old last year. We forgot that birthday as well.
Pandemic.
Yeah. But happy birthday, Ludwig. Yeah. You're going to be hearing the second movement of his sixth symphony, the Scene at the Brook, the Szene am Bach.
Yeah, so this is...
That's bird number one?
This is bird number one. It is distributed throughout Europe, Asia, North Africa, and Middle East, and outside of my bedroom window. It is common in urban parks and gardens. In fact, it is so common that on the Zeno Canto Citizen Science website where we downloaded this track, there were 15,000 tracks, including this bird song. It's black and yellow. It doesn't migrate, at least from my window, it doesn't seem to migrate. The females lay 12 eggs, which surprised me based on their size. And they do have kind of a funny name if you're into some, you know, humor that's below the table, so to speak.
Is it okay that I don't know this bird?
Like you don't recognize the song at all? You've never heard that song?
I'm not sure I've heard that sound.
Okay.
Ever in my life.
Well, that
15, is... 15,000 recordings on Zeno Canto and I haven't heard it once?
Yeah. And a special thanks to Lars Adinius in Sweden. He's the guy who went out into the forest, I presume, and recorded that bird in Sweden. And that is bird number one.
So this here, Connor, is bird number two.
I thought it was an opossum. What is that noise?
It is found all over the world, on every continent except for Antarctica, so it's obviously not a penguin.
Okay.
There's your first clue. It is about the size of a small cat, but it only weighs 1 pound.
Wow, yeah, that's light.
So imagine that. It's almost completely white. Its face is eerily white. And here is the last fact that is also a clue. This bird is able to catch prey in complete darkness. So hunts at night. Its hearing is so good, it can not only hear where the animal is, but what direction it's running. That's what makes it such a good hunter.
Okay, bird.
So we just heard
two different
birds there, didn't we?
You heard.
Which bird are we talking about here?
You heard the sound that that bird can make with a part of its body and the song that it can call out.
Oh, that was the same bird.
That was one and the same bird. This bird is found everywhere except Australia, New Guinea, Madagascar, and Antarctica. So it's spread all around the world, different kinds of this bird. The one you just listened to is specifically from North America. And it sounds different, Gabe, than the birds that are like it here in Europe, or at least close to us here in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the biggest clue. There was a cartoon made about this guy. And that audio that you just heard, again from Zeno Konto from this website, was taken by Peter Ward and Ken Hall in British Columbia.
I wanted to say that is an unbelievably good recording
and they
of that bird.
They recorded it in 1992. So you're listening to audio. That bird is...
That is such a pristine recording.
I know, and that bird is probably dead now. This was about 30 years ago.
Of course.
And they took the time to take their old audio recordings, I assume, and then upload it to this website so that others could learn more about how birds sound.
Well, thanks to Peter for bird number three. This is another species that you will find just about everywhere on our Earth. The feet of this bird cannot feel cold.
Are you serious?
Imagine that. So if you see one of these guys or girls running around in the snow, do not feel sorry for it. It can't feel the cold.
I've spent a lot of my time worrying about that.
They can fly as high as airplanes, sometimes as 20,000 feet, although they're normally in the 2,000 to 4,000 foot range. Altitude-wise, they are incredibly hard to sneak up on. Even when they're sleeping, they sleep in groups. If you sneak up on them, the ones on the outside of the group are sleeping with one eye open and will wake up and not allow you to attack the group. We're hearing now kind of the distinctive sound that they make.
Yeah.
They also make other sounds. Hold on here. Grunts, groans, chirps, whistles, brays, and growls. And females are much more vocal than males.
And I just recently got a book on birds, big one, and I turned right to this bird. It was the first one. So that's the only reason I know that the females, unfortunately, because they're the ones laying the eggs and keeping them warm, have very high levels of mortality. They have it rough. They're sitting there guarding the eggs, and they get attacked.
Yes, and males and females look a lot different.
Yeah.
That's the last clue of bird number four. That is not a bird. There's no way that that's a bird.
That's my favorite recording.
Is that a toad?
No. The sound of that bird should give you a clue as to the size. And I think you can hear that there's something different about this one. The only place you're going to find it in the wild is on exactly one continent. Everywhere else, if you see it, it's in captivity. And there's a reason it didn't just fly elsewhere around the world.
Can it fly?
Open question. I'm going to leave that one open. I told you before that first one bird we heard had 15,000 recordings. This has a total of 6. And I think you can kind of hear in that audio, it's from near Kruger National Park in South Africa by a guy named Derek Solomon. And the way he you can put information when you upload these sounds to the website, to Zeno Konto, you can add little details. And he says, you can hear an African rock python hissing in the foreground.
I was wondering what that was.
And you can also hear him breathing heavily. Maybe we can pull that up one last time.
The python, you mean?
I'm not sure if it's the python or Derek Solomon. Someone's scared. This sounds like a nasty situation to be in.
Oh, he was definitely running away from something.
Something
and
dropped to the ground?
That is not a bird.
It is a bird. It is a bird. And the audio sounds eerily like the last moments of somebody's life. But thank you to Derek for going out there and getting that audio. That was bird number five.
You may not hear it from that scratchy call, but this is an incredibly beautiful, elegant bird.
That call sounded like, it reminds me, there's a toy that you can get for kids, or as a kid, it's made of wood that replicates or is supposed to replicate the sound of a bullfrog or a frog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you pull the wooden stick
across
it. And
it's got those ridges.
Yeah. That's what that one immediately reminded me of.
Yeah, the sound is not as beautiful as this bird appears. Very beautiful, big wingspan. It has, when it flies, it's got 2 wing beats per second.
One, two, one, boom, two.
Boom. So nice and graceful, yet it's going 25 miles an hour.
Okay.
So beautiful wingspan, beautiful bird. And here's a fun fact. Its young don't survive well.
Oh.
Because of siblicide.
Yeah. That's the worst kind of side, or one of the worst.
Yeah, aggression among nestlings is a common problem among this species of bird, and the large chicks. If you're born big, you have a good chance because you kill your brothers and sisters.
Okay, so
sad.
Before we go to the next one, and because we're on one that is difficult, as we get into the more difficult territory, this is where I want to mention and make it clearer to
This is also found around the world. I forgot that. This species of bird all over the place.
Just like our listeners. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners all around the world with these birds, if you're not sure about this one, I want to open up this game, this quiz, a little bit and say there are some excellent new digital tools, some of them that you can download right to your phone, that allow you to record some of what you may be hearing right now and to then try to identify the species that way. And I would say that is no longer cheating. Isn't cheating at all, because this is the same tool. No, really, I go out, if I'm outside and I hear something odd, I use this app on my phone to figure out what bird that is, and I learn from it.
So you record the sound outside, play it then for this database, and then it automatically tells you, it recognizes what that is and tells you that is this kind of bird or that is that kind of bird?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and give the name of this particular tool in the hope that more people will use it, the one I use, and that apparently the boss of our department also uses, is BirdNet. And BirdNet allows you to record audio. You hold your phone up. And then, of course, let's say you get a minute of audio. You can use your fingers to select, no, this is the part where I heard this really strange call. Mm-hmm. It checks it against some database out there and figures out which bird it is.
And that's an app that you can download on your phone?
Yes, I've got it on mine right now. I've used it. It's really fun. And Burden you learn. Up. Okay, so there's a tool out there that you can use to help you in the quiz. And it might be necessary as we start transitioning toward the final bird.
Sounds like a really upbeat, quirky beast.
Beast? You know what I thought? My first reaction when I heard... Okay, I have a personal connection to this bird. I was walking around in New Zealand, and it stopped me in my tracks.
Because
it was up in a tree, and I just thought, this sounds like a robot. It reminded me of R2-D2 from the Star Wars movies, and made me feel like I was on Dagobah or something, on Yoda's planet. This is native to New Zealand, but before you say, aha, I know what this one is, let me tell you now, this one does fly. It's not New Zealand's most famous flightless bird, the kiwi. They've named a beer, a very popular beer after it in New Zealand. And thanks to Oliver Swift, who went out and recorded that sound you just heard.
Oh, I thought you meant the book by Charles Dickens. Oliver Twist.
Close, but this is a real human being who's alive today. And who maybe also, like Charles Dickens, Dickens was apparently famous, walked upward of 20 miles a day. In fact, the question later became,
He's a tall guy, big, long legs.
Was he more of a walker or an author, or did he need to walk in order to write? Oliver Swift must spend some time outdoors getting all these recordings. And again, one final time, here is that bird call.
And again, what we've been listening to in addition to seven birds is Beethoven this whole time. And if you heard any birds in there, you're right. That's Beethoven imitating a nightingale with the flute, a quail with the oboe, and a cuckoo?
Hoo-hoo.
With the clarinet?
Hoo-hoo. Sorry.
We were looking into the sounds of seven birds, and we'd love for you to tell us what you think those birds were.
And if you name them correctly or mostly correctly, we will name you when we talk about the answers. We will say your names out loud on this broadcast. Get in touch with us. We are su@dw.com.